ओम समस्त जन कल्याणे
निरतं
करुणामयम्
करुणामयम्
नमामि चिन्मयम्
नमामि
देवम्
चिन्मयम्
सद्गुरुम्
देवं
ब्रह्म विद्वरम् सद्गुरुम् ब्रह्म
सद्गुरुं
विद्वरम् ओम गणानां
ब्रह्म
गणपतिगुं
विद्वरम्
हवामहे कविं
कविं कवीनाम् उपमश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठराजम् ब्रह्मणा ब्रह्मणस्पत
ब्रह्मणस्पतान्
आनश्रुण्वन्ति
शृण्वन्नुति
सीदसादनम्
सादनम् ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये
नमः
नमः ॐ
भद्रं
भद्रं कर्णेभिः
शृणुयाम
शृणुयाम
देवा
देवा भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभेजच्छत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैः सुषुवाकं सस्तनूभिः व्यशेम देवहितं यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो हरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्ददातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। हरि ओम। सो टुडे इज द लास्ट डे ऑफ गणपति अथर्व शीर्षम पाणि। सो इन दिस वी हैव स्टडीड द ग्लोरी ऑफ भगवान श्री गणपति। इट इज एन उपनिषद वेयर देर इज नॉलेज बट देर इज ऑल्सो डिवोशन टू द लॉर्ड एंड इट स्टार्ट्स विद हिज एब्सोल्यूट फॉर्म दैट त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षम ब्रह्मासि यू आर दैट सुप्रीम ब्रह्मन् Atmasi, that you are that supreme consciousness that is all pervading inside and outside. And it is because of you that this whole universe came into being. It is sustained and dissolved. So as supreme consciousness, Brahmaji, Vishnu Bhagwan and Lord Shiva are your manifestations. And then he says, asks for protection. And then the Rishi, who is Ganak Rishi, then talks about the glories of Bhagwan Ganpati. You are the Vangmaya. You are the one behind our speech. You are Anandmaya. And you are the Sat Chit Anand. And you are knowledge and practice. Jnanam and Vijnanam you are. And as the Atma, as the consciousness, you are beyond the three gunas, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. You are beyond the three states. Waking, dream, and deep sleep, and you are also beyond the three bodies, the gross, subtle, and causal body. After that, the Rishi talks about the form, glory of the form of Bhagwan Ganpati as Ekadantam Chaturhastam Pasham Ankushadharinam. So you are the one with one tusk. We had studied that with the four hands, what are in each hand. And you are of red color and you are stationed in the Mooladhara, but you are that supreme being. And also the red flowers that he likes. So that was, we had studied. And then last week we had done part of the Phalashruti. As we said, Phalashruti is not chanted by everybody, but it is part of this Upanishad. So we'll study it. Also, Puja Guruji has given the meanings in that red book. So that's why we are doing the Phalashruti. And it is said that one who does that, he becomes one with Brahman. He goes beyond all obstacles. And also all sins that are committed are wiped out by chanting this mantra. So it does not mean that you can keep committing sins, we had talked about, but what it does is makes us aware of our sins. And then we ask for forgiveness and not to repeat that. Next, we will talk about whom it should not be taught to, this Ganpati Atharva Shirsha. So what is the shloka number in this one? Number 17. 17.
What is
number 17. What? Here it is part of number 10. You have this Hansaben. In the top of page 26 in the Vedic chants book. Dharmartha Kama Moksha. No.
Idam
Sorry. Sahas. Idam Atharva Shirshama Shishyaya Nadeyam.
Idam Atharva Shirshama Shishyaya Nadeyam.
Yo Yadi Moha Dasyati Sapapiyan Bhavati.
Yo Yadi Moha Dasyati Dasyati Sapapiyan Bhavati.
Okay, so we'll stop here and discuss. So, idam atharva shirsham. So, this idam atharva shirsham that we have studied, ashishyaye nadeyam. Ashishyaya means to one who is not a worthy student, nadeyam should not be given. Why? We'll talk about. And yoha, yo means yaha yadi mohat. Out of delusion, wrong understanding, dasyati, who gives, sa papi yan bhavati. So, who gives this to the wrong kind of student also incurs sin. So, what are the wrong kind of students? So, Guruji in his commentary says, those who misuse this knowledge for personal gain, for personal pleasure, for personal power. Because in spirituality, the knowledge can be either used for upliftment or used for gaining wealth, fame, power. Like there was one famous spiritual teacher who said to all his devotees that God has wished that I should get a private plane. And so I want you to send donations so I can buy a private plane. And people actually did. So that is, I would say, an inappropriate student who has got this knowledge. Spiritual knowledge is very powerful. It can elevate others and uplift oneself. But if it is misused, can become sinful. So not only the student, but also the teacher can get deluded. Like, for example, the teacher may teach this knowledge. Again, why? So he gets more devotees, he gets more wealth, he gets more power, he gets more rich. So it can be misused by the teacher or by the student. And they say, and that's why when the students were graduating from Sandipani, one of them asked Gurudev, it says it should not be given to the wrong kind of student. How do we know, if somebody goes out and misuses the knowledge? So Gurudev says, you know what? I give you blanket immunity. I am your insurance. I protect you and I protect the students, because Gurudev is, has that ability. He said, you just do it. If your intention is good, don't worry about. And same thing Gurudev also said when somebody asked him, why are you giving this knowledge? How do we know these Upanishads, whether these people are qualified? Gurudev gave a very beautiful answer. He says that Shruti has a way of protecting herself. What it means is that one who is unqualified, when he approaches, he will have no interest in it. He will listen to it one time and go away. So like on the internet nowadays, it's there. You can get the translation of every Upanishad. You can buy all the books. But who are the people who visit those Upanishad sites? Not somebody who is interested in some sports or some lust or power or anything. Only those who are sincere seekers. Otherwise, they will run away. So ultimately, they say God is the judge. And how we use the knowledge is up to us. Also, it means that when we get this knowledge from the teacher, we should become qualified students. That means how? By sadhan chatushtaya, by vivek, vairagya, shat sampati, and mumukshutvam. And we should try to keep our mind pure and get this knowledge with humility and with surrender. Also, it means we should not misinterpret. Like, there are some techniques of raising kundalini because Ganesh Bhagwan is in Mooladhara. So that should not be done without the guidance of a teacher. So that is why it said it should not be given to the wrong person. Varsha Ben, you would like to chant the next two or three lines?
Okay.
So this is now again he talks about the Phala Shruti in more detail. How different methods of worshipping Lord Ganesha, what are the benefits? So sahastravartanadyam yam kamamadhite.
Sahastravartanadyam yam kamamadhite.
Tam tamanena sadayet.
Tam tamanena tamanena sadayet.
Anena ganpatim abhishanchati savagni bhavati.
Anena ganpatim abhishanchati
shinchati.
Sinchati savagmi bhavati.
Chaturthya manashnan japati savidyavan bhavati.
Chaturthya manashna japati savidyavan bhavati.
Ityatarvana vakyam.
Ityavatarvana vakyam.
Okay, I think we'll stop here. So, sahastra avartana means 1,000 times repeating this mantra, this Ganpati Atharva Shirsha Upanishad. Yam, so nat, sahastra avartanat, yam becomes sahastra avartanadyam. Yam, so yam, kama madite, whatever one desires, tam, anena sadayet, by the chanting of this mantra 1,000 times, you can get whatever you desire. So Guruji in his commentary says that 1,000 times can be done as 3 times a day for a whole year, or it can be done people getting together and chanting, you know, different parts. But the best way to chant, I was listening to one of the Swamiji's, he says is that, first of all, memorize this entire, not the Phala Shruti, but the entire Ganpati Atharva Shirsha Mantra. And then sit down on Ganesh Chaturthi and do it 1,000 times without break. So it takes about 9.5 hours without getting up. So on Ganesh Chaturthi, if you do that 1,000 times, you can get whatever you desire, even whatever, whether of this world, higher world, anything. But anyway, what if the point is repeated remembering of Bhagawan with faith and devotion gives you ultimately the highest. It can even give you realization. So he says, tam anena sadhayet. But it should be done with faith. And the best chanting is done for loka kalyana. Mm-hmm. That I'm chanting, may sarve bhavantu sukhina. May everybody be happy. So that is the best reason to chant, not for personal gain. But yes, personally, one will evolve if one studies and then applies this knowledge in one's life. So that is called tam anena sadhayet. Then anena ganpatim abhishanchati. So by this mantra, ganpatim abhishanchati means does the abhishek, you know, with the water and the milk. So Ganpati's abhishek is done. Sa vagmi bhavati. Vagmi means he becomes a good speaker. So to be a good speaker, first of all, you yourself have to have the knowledge. And the knowledge has to kind of sink in you. Otherwise, to become a good speaker is not possible. The other thing is that the speaker should have clarity of knowledge and the ability to communicate to the audience clearly what is indicated. So he should know the language and the ability. So he says, one who worships Ganpati with this kind of devotion, he becomes speaker, he becomes knowledgeable. So to be a speaker, you have to be knowledgeable. So with Ganpati's blessings, and by chanting and by doing abhishek, we become knowledgeable and he becomes respected. That we will talk about the next one. Chaturthyam anashnan. On Chaturthi, Ganesh Chaturthi. Not only Ganesh Chaturthi, but in every month, there are 2 Chaturthis. In our Hindu calendar, it goes by fortnight. every 14 days, and then the so the fourth day of the first half and the fourth day of the second half are both called Chaturthi. And then there is one Ganesh Chaturthi at the end of the year, once a year. So one who chants fasting, so a Ganpati devotee should fast on Chaturthi on the fourth day, at least for sure on Ganesh Chaturthi. Like Ekadashi for, you know, Lord Shiva devotees. So he should chant and then fast. Now, what is the meaning of fasting? So fasting has two meanings. One is self-control, to control my senses, to not overeat, to not overindulge, and to control the speech, control not only intake by mouth, but not seeing too much, hearing too much, but keeping my mind in the Lord. So that is self-control. Others, upavas also means sitting close to the Lord. That means my mind should be in Bhagwan throughout the time. So when I'm fasting, instead of thinking of food, I should think about Bhagwan. So upavasa, near Lord, sitting. So what he does, he gets mastery. As Guruji says, he can get mastery over any subject he wishes. Does not mean that he knows everything. That does not mean he knows German, Russian, Spanish. But he can acquire mastery of anything that he wishes. And he becomes respected worldwide. And so that is called fasting, staying near the Lord. Then iti atharvana vakyam. Atharvana vakya means it is said by Atharva Rishi. So Ganak Rishi, who has composed, who was revealed this Ganpati Atharva Shirsham, who man gave it to us, takes the quotation or reference of Atharva Rishi. Atharvana Rishi was the one who composed the entire Atharva Veda, was revealed to him. So that's why the Atharva Veda, the fourth one, is called, because it was Atharva Rishi. So he says, this is not only said by me, Ganak Rishi says, but he gives the reference of Atharva Rishi, that he also supports this, that studying this knowledge gives you the highest. Kerry, you have this? Can unmute? Brahmadyavaranam vidyana bibheti kadachaneti.
Brahmadyavaranam vidyana bibheti kadachaneti.
Yo durvan kurair yajati.
Savaishravano pamo bhavati.
Yo lajair yajati sa yashovan bhavati.
Yo lajair yajati sa yashovan bhavati.
Samedhavan bhavati.
Samedavan bhavati.
Okay, Ambika, if you would like to chant.
No.
Yo modaka sahastre nayajati savanchit palama vapnoti.
Yo modaka sahasrena yajati savanchit palama vapnoti.
Yasajya samiddhir yajati sasarvam labhate sasarvam labhate.
Yasajya samiddhir yajati sasarvam labhate sasarvam labhate.
Yeah, so we'll stop here. Brahma adya avarnam. So Brahma adya. Brahma means the supreme Brahma. And adya means maya. And avaranam means maya has two shaktis, avarana shakti and vikshepa shakti. Avarana means the ability to veil this knowledge. Vikshepa is to project the world. And because of ignorance, because Brahman alone appears as this entire universe, but because of the power of Maya, which is the veiling ability to conceal the truth, we project this multiplicity. Actually, that is one. So Brahma Adya Avarnam Vignat. So one who gets this knowledge of Brahma and Maya, Vignat Na Bibheti, he becomes Na Bibheti, he becomes fearful, fearless, has no fear, Na Bibheti, Kadachan Iti, not at all, he has fear. And Maya, as we said, had two powers, and the reason we don't see the world because of the veiling power of Maya, which clouds our ignorance. That's why Bhagavan Sri Krishna says, Daivi Hesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratyaya Mameva Ye Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. So this Maya of mine, Bhagavan says, is of the three gunas, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. And it is deluding. It is very difficult to cross over. How do we cross? Mameva ye prapadyante. One who surrendered to me, they alone can cross over this Maya. And the goal of spirituality is to go from tamas to rajas, rajas to sattva. Because sattva is shreyaskari Maya, and rajas and tamas is klesha kari maya. So it is the wrong kind. So from rajas and tamas, you go to sattva, and then with Lord's grace, with surrender, you go beyond the three aspects of, the three gunas, the three aspects of maya, to become one with that Brahman, which is actually in reality only one, non-dual. It is our ignorance that we think we are separate from. And what does he mean by he becomes fearless? Because as Guruji also says, that only with two there is fear. If I there is somebody else, I am afraid of that. If I alone am, then who will I be afraid of? Even when I'm alone at home, I'm afraid that there may be somebody in the house, or you know, or somebody may come. So fear is always of somebody else, but with understanding, one reaches the state of non-dual Brahman, that alone is me. So then I become fearless even among great problems, great obstacles. We see in the lives of great saints how many problems, but they never were deviated from their devotion for Bhagwan. So they become fearless. Then he says, Durva, Durva Ankuraihi Yajati. With the Durva Ankura. Ankura means the top 1 to 1.5 inches. There's a Durva grass, which is also called Bermuda grass in the US. So this Durva grass is hardy, and the top 1 or 1.5 inches has three blades, three parts blades of the leaf. Three petals of the leaf. So that part, the top part with the three blades, one should worship Bhagwan Ganpati with that. And why three? So Guruji says, because three represents the waking dream and deep sleep, the, you know, doing, doer and done. So beyond the three states you go. And what happens? Saha Vaishravana. Vaishravana means Kubera. Kubera is supposed to be the god of wealth. So he is the richest one in the entire universe. Vaishravana Upama Bhavati, you become like him. So you become as wealthy as Kubera Bhavati. Or in our main purpose should be, I should have inner wealth. And outer wealth is okay, it's essential, but more important is, who am I inside? So Vaishravana Upama Bhavati, he becomes as wealthy as Kubera, also he gets internal wealth. Then it says, Lajai, Laja. Laja is a rice which is popcorn rice. So what happens is you take the rice with the husk in the paddy, put it in the oven till it pops, so it becomes popcorn. And that particular rice is offered in rituals, in the fire, even during wedding ceremonies. I was told that in Telugu it is called Malarpul, Malarpur Odi. I don't know if somebody is familiar with that, but that is the word for this larger, which is the popcorn rice. And when that is offered to Bhagwan Ganesha and done with devotion, faith, he likes that. Then he, Yashovan Bhavati, he gets fame, he gets respect. Fame, again, fame for good deeds. You know, you can also get fame for infamy, like, you know, Bonnie and Clyde. They lived more than 100 years ago, but we still remember them because they were famous bank robbers. So you don't get fame for that. You get fame for your good actions. And he gets respect throughout the world, all over the world, that he or she, whoever, chants with devotion and offers these larger, this popcorn rice to Bhagwan Ganpati ji. And then he says, "Sa medha van bhavati." Medha, there is a medha suktam that I think you have chanted before many times. So medha suktam is said to improve the ability to memorize. Medha shakti is the ability to retain the knowledge as given by the teacher, to memorize and then to reproduce at the right time. See, what you have heard, what to internalize it, and then when the occasion comes, to reproduce it and to bring it into our life. So medha is only complete when all these things are done. So one who studies this Upanishad with that kind of faith or devotion, he becomes medhavan. He has the ability to understand this knowledge and his mind becomes very sharp. Medhavan bhavati. Then yo modak sahastrena yajati savanchit palam avapnoti. Modak sahastrena means with 1,000 modaks, one who worships Ganpati, yajati, one who worships Ganpati, savanchit phalam avapnoti. Avapnoti means he gets whatever vanchit phalam, whatever he desires, he will get. So they say, oh, that's easy. I can go to the market and buy 1,000 modakas and worship and I'll get. They say, no. You cannot, it's not market bought. You have to sit down and yourself make 1,000 modakas. So how long will that take? All day, maybe, you know. And then you have to worship and then you have to distribute them. So that will take the whole evening or the next day. So he says, by that time, all my desires are gone. So that is it. It is to transcend all desires. So the purpose of studying this knowledge is not to get more desires, but to transcend desires, to go beyond all desires. And what is modaka? Modaka is a round ball which is stuffed with jaggery and coconut. Stuffed with jaggery and coconut. And the outer covering is either made of atta or maida. And then you can either steam it or you can deep fry it. Ganpati is fine with either, as long as it is sweet, has sugar, and it is. And in Gujarat, it is called gujia. That's what I was told. Is that the same thing? Gujia is the same thing as modak? No?
No.
I don't know. Somebody said that, but anyway, it might be similar.
We don't make modak. We make laddu.
Yeah, but you don't have, the gujia is
with
not similar.
And coconut.
Modak has rice covering. Modak is usually rice flour.
Oh, rice.
Gujia is like wheat flour. It's brown.
Wheat flour. Okay. Anyway, so it is sweet and it brings sweetness into your life. And Ganpati is pleased with that and fulfills your desires and takes you beyond all desires. So, vanchit phalam avapnoti. Avapnoti means he gets. Then, yaha sajya samidbhir yajati sasarvam labhate, sasarvam labhate. So, yaha means whoever that person may be. Sa ajya. Ajya means ghee. So, that's why in Upadesh Sar, Raman Maharishi says, ajya dharaya srotasa samam sarala chintanam viralatat param. So, ajya means ghee. So why do they give importance to ghee? Because when you pour the ghee, it goes in a continuous stream. You know, when you pour from one vehicle to the other, from one pot to the other or one cup. So similarly, our prayers and our chanting and our meditation should be continuous. Sarala chintanam virala tatparam. It should not be broken. So when I'm thinking of God or meditating on God or praying, my attention should be unbroken upon that. So that's why ghee. Also, ghee is the said to be the karma phala. Because when you churn the yogurt and you take out the butter, and then from the butter you make ghee. So it is the final fruit of the churning. So when you offer that to Bhagwan, means I'm offering you karma phala. So all my karma phalas, I offer to you whatever results I have got. So that is called sa-ajya. That means with ghee. And samit bhi, samit pani. Samit is a particular kind of wood. And in Mundak Upanishad, when the student approaches the teacher, he goes, samit pani shrotriyam brahmanishtam. So when he approaches the teacher, he offers samit, that particular kind of wood. He brings it to the teacher and the dry wood. And that has two meanings. One is, of course, it is very cold in the Himalayas or by the river in the ashrams. So the bringing the wood is helping the teacher for fire. But the more important meaning of that is that my mind is ready, just as the dry wood needs a single spark and the whole thing catches fire. So my mind is ready, has minimum of vasanas, and one single spark of knowledge of the teacher or from Bhagwan will burn all my vasanas, all my negative tendencies. So that's why he says samit dev. So ghee and samit bhi, samit are the particular kind of wood. Yajati, one who worships Ganpati Bhagwan with that kind of devotion, with single pointed and with minimum of vasanas, minimum of desires, and he is ready, then sarvam labhate, he gets everything. Not only he gets everything he desires, but what else? There are some people who are so spiritually advanced that whatever they say happens. You know, if they say something, it gets fulfilled. That is the, so that's why such people talk very little, because they are, you know, because whatever they say comes into being. So that's what they say. One who worships Ganpati with that kind of devotion and that kind of clear knowledge, then whatever he wishes comes true. And not only that, but whatever he says will also happen. So that is the glory of this beautiful Atharva Shirsha. Lata, do you want to chant the next one?
Okay.
Ashtau Brahmanan Samyag Grahayitva.
Ashtau Brahmanan Samyag Grahayitva.
Surya Varchasvi Bhavati.
Surya Varchasvi Bhavati.
Surya Grahe Mahanadyam Pratima Sannidhau.
Surya Grahe Mahanadyam Pratima Sannidhau.
Vajaptva Siddha Mantro Bhavati.
Vajaptva Siddha Mantro Bhavati.
Mahavignat Pramuchyate.
Mahavignat Pramuchyate.
Mahadoshat Pramuchyate.
Mahadoshat Pramuchyate.
Mahapratyavayat Pramuchyate.
Mahapratyavayat Pramuchyate.
Okay, we'll stop here. Ashtau Brahmanan. So to eight Brahmanan. So this is now what happens to the teacher, one who teaches, what is his glory. So he says, Ashtau Brahmanan, to eight Brahmanas. Brahmanas does not mean the caste. Brahmana means One who is the seeker of Brahman. So who is a sincere student? Who is a sincere seeker of Brahman charati, it is Brahman. One whose mind is always in Brahmani charati, iti Brahman. So one whose mind is always in Brahman. So in Brahman. So one who gives this knowledge to a sincere seeker whose mind is always on Brahman, samyak grahayitva. Samyak means very clearly, one who has taught this knowledge to a sincere seeker. And that sincere seeker has understood. Grahayitva means he has understood this knowledge, completely caught it, applied it in his life, become one with this knowledge. Surya Varchasvi Bhavati. He becomes as glorious as the sun. So that's why Puja Gurudev or Puja Guruji, who has translated and given this knowledge to us, we worship them as glorious as the sun. That is the glory of the teacher. And that's why we are always grateful to Puja Gurudev, who has brought this Sanskrit literature, translated it into English and made it simple for us, and then taught so many other acharyas who have become wonderful teachers, you know, Swami Ishwaranandji and all of the others, you know, whom we have come across. So it is the glory of the teacher and of all these Mahatmas who have given this knowledge to us. And the knowledge should be given for good. So the knowledge should be used for our improvement and for improvement of society, for Loka Kalyan. So that is the glory of the teacher. So teacher has been glorified also in the Bhagavad Gita in the 18th chapter. Bhagavan Sri Krishna says that one who teaches this Gita of mine to others, there is nobody more dear to me. Not only there is not, but there never will be anybody who is as dear to me as one who. So that's why Puja Gurudev, because he has made this Gita available for us, and all the other acharyas are dear to Bhagavan. So that is why he says he becomes as glorious as the sun. Surya grahe mahanadyam pratima sannidau va japtva. So Surya grahe means at the eclipse time. And it is said that when the solar eclipse is there, one should not cook, one should not eat, but should spend the time in chanting the name of the Lord, you know, remembering the Lord, because that is a very auspicious time. And one who's in a great nadi like Ganga, Yamuna, you know, Kaveri, you know, Tungabhadra, all these perennial, eternal rivers, either you get into it up to your neck, up to the chest, and chant, or sit on the banks of these glorious rivers, holy rivers, and chant the name of the Lord, and chant this mantra, or Pratima Sannidhav, or sit in front of an idol of Bhagwan, preferably in the Garbhagraha, in the Mandir, you know, where the Pratima of the Lord is, sit close to that. Va means or. So or either of those things, either during eclipse or in front of a river or in front of Bhagwan, Japtva, having chanted Siddha Mantro Bhavati. Siddha Mantra means this particular mantra can give us all the siddhis. So it should be done repeatedly, and sitting in the Garbha Griha of the temple, then what does even the realization of the highest truth can occur if this mantra is chanted with devotion and with the correct, you know, understanding of this mantra. And then Mahavignat Pramuchyate. We have seen that all obstacles, whether external or internal obstacles, can be overcome. That's what Guruji says, that for big people, even the greatest obstacles are small. And for small people like us, even small obstacles become great. So by chanting, any obstacles can be removed. And Mahadoshat Pramuchyate, he gets freed from all doshas, all negativities. And the major negativity is the ego, which is the cause of wrongdoing. And of course, ego has kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsarya. And Arjuna asks, भगवान श्री कृष्ण अथ केन प्रयुक्तोयम् पापम चरति पुरुषः अनिच्छन्नपि वार्ष्णेय बलाद इव नियोजितः. ही सेज व्हाट इज इट दैट कॉजेस ह्यूमन बीइंग्स टू कमिट पाप टू कमिट सिन द दोषा द सिन एंड इवन दो द ही और शी मे नॉट वांट टू डू इट बट अनिच्छन्नपि इट सीम्स लाइक समथिंग इज प्रोपेलिंग हिम to do the wrong. So what is it that pushes an individual to do wrong? So he says, Bhagavan says, kama esha krodha esha rajogun samudbhavaha, and know it to be your vairi, tam vidya vairinam. So kama we have talked about, desire. Krodha is also a big obstacle. I think on Thursday, in the Thursday class, you will be studying about Krodha. But Krodha is, there was a Muniji also who came, and he says that anger is something that hurts the person who is getting angry even more than the person you are getting angry at. Because the anger is inside and it continuously. Maybe you may tell the person one time, you know, they say, oh, to correct somebody, you have to get angry. That is okay, but if repeated anger continuously, it causes a lot of internal problems like high blood pressure, diabetes, even autoimmune states can happen due to persistent anger. So when anger comes, one should surrender it to the Lord and offer it to Him and say, you take care of this problem and I am surrendering to you. So that is called dosha, dosha of that ego, he gets surrendered, free from. Maha pratyavayat. Pratyavaya means omission, the sins of omission. That's why in Bhagavad Gita, you know, it says that svavalpam api dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat na iha krama nashosti na pratyavayo vidyate. So he says karma yoga, when the actions are done with the right attitude, surrender to the Lord, even if you do them in the without the right sequence, or even if you don't do it correctly, but if your attitude of surrender is there, you are protected. So that is what. Otherwise, people say, you know, oh, if I chant, how about I make a mistake? If your motive is clear, you will not have any of the negative side effects of that. And that is why it says, so sins of commission or omission, both are removed by this. And pratyavaya also means the negative effects. So negative effects don't happen. And even if you have done out of sequence, you are protected. For example, medicine, you know, if it is given out of sequence, it can cause side effects, like you're supposed to be taken after meals and you take it on an empty stomach. It can cause upset or it can cause negative. But the chanting of this mantra protects you from all negative effects and all errors of commission and omission. Pratyavayat pramuchyate. Muchyate means he is freed. Pramuchyate means prakarshena muchyate. Completely freed from these, all of these. Shaku, do you have this one? You can unmute. We'll do the last one. Sasarvavidbhavati.
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 Ya evam veda.
Ya evam veda.
Ityupanishat.
Ityupanishat.
Om shanti shanti shanti.
Om shanti shanti shanti.
So here they end with praising the one who has studied and also the one who has taught. So it says that the knower of Brahman becomes Brahman. Brahma vid brahmaiva bhavati, it is said in the Upanishad. So here when he says sarva vid bhavati, sarva vid bhavati, by chanting twice is an indication that the Upanishad is now ending. So when you chant something twice, that means this particular spiritual text is ending. That's number one. Number two, when we say he is sarva with bhavati, means he becomes one with Brahman. And Brahman is everything, so he knows everything that is to be known. You know, they say, like I said, does that mean he knows quantum physics? No. But whatever is required, he knows. If he wants, he has the ability to know quickly. And he knows what is the most important thing that is to be known. Once you know the source, you know everything. Like once you know mud, you know all the parts in the universe. Once you know gold, you know all the ornaments. So once you know Brahman, you know everything that is to be known. Also, Brahman is our true nature. Once you have understood your true nature, then you realize that I am not the body, mind, intellect. You go beyond the three bodies and you become one with that truth. And ya evam veda, and this alone is to be known. This is the most important thing to be known. And also it is part of the Atharva Veda. So he says, this is the Veda, this is to be known. And this is an Upanishad. So that's why this Ganpati Atharva Shirsha is called Upanishad. Why Upanishad? Because it has to be studied from a teacher, sit down with humility, and brings us close to our true nature. Upa is near, ni means below, shat means to sit. So sit with humility below a teacher, in front of a teacher, and study it. Shat also means destruction, that studying this Upanishad will destroy all my ego, my negativities, my wrong tendencies. And that is the beauty of this Upanishad. First of all, it is very short, you know, though a lot of them are very long. And in this, all these, in this book, it is 14 mantras. In Swamiji's book, it is a few more mantras. But in this 14 mantras, we not only have the highest knowledge, but also we have bhakti. How to worship Bhagwan Ganpati, what is his form, what does he like, how it should, the worship should be carried out, what should be the attitude of a devotee, and then how Ganpati Bhagwan is so kind and compassionate and is ready to give whatever we want and to remove our obstacles. So that is why this is to be studied. And if possible, try to memorize at least some portions of it, if you can. If not, at least Om Gam Ganpataye Om Gam Ganpataye Namaha, and then the Ganpati Gayatri, Ekadantaya Vidmahe Vakratundaya Dhimahi Tanno Danti Prachodayat. So may Ganpati, who is of the nature of single tusk, when we meditate on him, may he inspire us, may he guide us in the right. So here we surrender and offer our gratitude to Bhagwan Ganpati, for because of his favor, we were able to complete this yajna, and also to the Guru Shishya Parampara, starting from Lord Shiva to Shankaracharya ji to Pujya Gurudev Guruji and all the other acharyas, because of whom we have been able to study this. So we express our gratitude. We bow down to them in humility. And we hope that we pursue the spiritual path without delay and reach our goal. So here we'll end this Ganpati Atharva Shirsha, and it's very beautiful, and thank you all for giving me the opportunity to share this. Any questions, any comments? We have about 10 minutes. I think, Kerry, you were unmuted. You have some question or comment? Earlier you were?
No.
No, okay. Anybody else? Any comments, question? Lata, no question.
No, I just have a comment. We found the new use for Bermuda grass.
Yes. I know, I didn't know that either, but the Swamiji whom I heard the comment.
No, but because we usually cut it. So
we cut the top of the Bermuda grass. You're not, that's the top has to be used. The top
right, right. I have seen Durva grass, by the way. Right. It grows everywhere in India, but you have to be pointed out where right. that Durva grass is. And it's in Gujarat, in Kutch, actually, near okay. Mandvi, near the ocean. I mean, they don't cut the grass like, you know, trimming the grass. But on the shore, there is tall grasses. And
oh, beautiful.
The priest there went and cut the grass and he showed us what it is.
Right. And that Ganpati likes that, the top.
Right. So, wow, it was very beautiful. Thank you. I did not know how much detail this was and so nicely explained. And as you said, every book gives that highest importance to the deity that we are praying, discussing on. And that is that Supreme Brahman.
Right.
So nice. And the manifestation part of it also you explained. So really, now we can relate what he is holding in his four hands and why this is the form. And Guruji has explained in this book somewhere that it is not an imaginary creation. The Rishi, they visualized it in their worship. They saw it and that's what they have described. So it's not anything that imaginary is there. You know, right. that's what I read somewhere. In
yes,
the book.
Yes. So these forms actually are. There is Ganpati with the elephant head. There is Lord Shiva sitting in meditation with Ganga flowing. Mm-hmm. Snakes, all that is real. It's not Vishnu Bhagwan lying on a Sheshnag. It's not somebody made it up. These are all real events, real deities or real manifestations of God or Brahman that are there in different worlds. There is this Vishnu Loka, you know, Vaikuntha and Kailash, and all those lokas are there. Brahma Loka and all those are all real. So it's right. not, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, Kerry.
I just, which verse was it that was the Ganapati Gayatri? Is that verse 5 or?
No, here it is.
Yeah,
number 12.
Here it is in the Book of Hymns. It is on page 25, number 8. Ekadantaya vidmahe vakratundaya dhimahi tanno danti prachodayat. It is on the top of page 25, the third line.
Oh, I have this thing. I downloaded it from the internet.
So it is in the verse number 8. Or okay. In Guruji's book, it is verse number 1.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I got it. Okay.
It's verse number 12.
And in the English, if you have the book of this book of Vedic chants, it is on page 29 in the middle of the page. In the middle of the page. Ekadantaya vidmahe vakratundaya dhimahi. Shloka number 8.
Yes. Actually,
and
I haven't written
it. In Guruji's book, it is number 12. In Guruji's book, it is number 12.
Thank you.
So this is our last class.
Yeah, this is our last class because for the summer, because people will be traveling and we will also be out of town. So I think August 22nd, Tuesday is the Tuesday. We'll meet then. Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah. So in the meantime, you can keep...
What book are we doing?
We'll do Kane Upanishad.
Kane
Upanishad. We'll start all the Upanishads one by one. Kena, Katho, Mundak. 3-4 Upanishads.
We
have done Mundak, so we can do Kena, Katho. Mandukya is hard. I'll try to study that if I have have a chance. That's a hard one to cover, because that says that there is no creation. So, and that proves it very well. It's very well proved. So if we can study that, but we'll do Kain and Katho Upanishads first, and then maybe do Mandukya after that.
Okay.
You guys have already done Kaivalya Upanishad.
Mm-hmm.
Kaivalya we have done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kaivalya we did. But before...
No. We have done a long time ago. If you want, we can try to repeat that. Kaivalya is mostly meditation. The whole Upanishad is on meditation.
On the formless and the formless.
Form. Actually, my talks are there on firstpower.info.
I will look into that.
I have done Kaivalya Upanishad
I've been doing on that Mana Shodhanam and the Gita classes when I miss all of that. I'll check it out.
But the Kaivalya Upanishad is there. Oh yeah, and also Stutiji will be here in July 17 to 21, Stuti Chaitanyaji, and she will be doing the summer camp for the kids. And then in the evening, Monday to Thursday, 17, 18, 19, 20, she will do Gyan Sar by Guruji. And the same Gyan Sar you will be doing in the Thursday class after summer. So it will be nice repetition. It's very good. It directly takes you to the highest knowledge. It's a very short. So she will be doing it in 4 evenings. So that is the summer program, is this Gyan Sar.
25th is anniversary.
And 25th June is our anniversary, where I think all of you will be chanting this. So please join us at the mission for chanting and for the Sudarshan Chakra Homam and for our anniversary celebration and lunch. So if you wish to join us, so that will be any other things happening. And then on August 3rd is Guru Purnima, right?
July 3rd.
July 3rd is Guru Purnima in the morning. So those who are here, I think Sudhaji will be doing it. So maybe Varsha Ben can help her, and then others, if you are able to join on July 3rd. So these are the summer events. Summer camp, Stutiji, and Guru Purnima. Anything else?
You put that in the app, will you?
Yeah, we'll put it in the app.
Yeah.
Good days. Okay. Moini auntie, you have question or comment?
You said Katho Upanishad and what other?
Kain Upanishad first.
Kain we are starting now.
No, we'll start in August, August 22nd.
We'll start Kain, and after this you said
June. Katho Upanishad.
And one more June.
Mandukya.
Mandukya.
Right. So Kain, Katho, and Mandukya.
Thank you. And thank you for doing the Falsruti. Because I do fast for Sankat Chatushti every month. And I've been, Daroy, we've been picking it and offering it since I was a little girl. Never knew the meaning of it.
Very good.
So now I know.
Yeah. And so chant Ganpati Atharva Shirsha while you are fasting. So now you know the chanting also. Okay. So thanks to Jai Shri. Right.
Yeah, now I will. I was doing other chanting on Ganpati, but now I will do these two. So thank you.
This also, right. Thank you. Yeah. Hansa Ben, you have comment or question?
No, I have just one comment that I'm glad you are choosing these other Upanishads. We have the books and everything, but that we understood very little. Now I think it will become more solid. So thank you for that. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else?
Have a nice vacation.
Thank you. Yeah, so we'll have some of the classes will continue. The Monday evening Gita chanting will continue. Wednesday evening study group will continue. And the Ramayana will continue till end of June. Then Ramayana will end. And then in August, we'll start Srimad Bhagwat. And I think the Tuesday, 7:30 to 9, Guruji's classes are masterful. So please log in. He not only does the story, but the essence of the teachings are very well covered. This is probably the best class of the week. So log in Tuesday, 7:30 to 9, till end of this month is Ramayana. And then Srimad Bhagwat will start from August 22nd. And he will do selected mantras, shlokas, and then give the meaning, essence of it. Very well he covers. But have the book with you, Ramayana, mm-hmm. or the Tulsi Ramayana or the Srimad Bhagavat.
What will be the time for Mahabhagavat?
This will be 7:30 to 9 in the evening, auntie. That is late for you. Tuesday, yeah. That is 10:30 to 12. That is late for you. So. But those who are in California time, I think this is, it's people say, oh, Ramayana, I have heard, Bhagavat, I know, but this is not the story, the way Guruji covers, it's beautiful. So I think it's really worth logging in. Every time you leave with so much inspiration. So thank you. We'll see you in 2 months. Please study on your own. You can start Keno Upanishad study if you want. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Thank you.